organized everything. Now he's teaching the lion even. Hey, you stupid fellow, I brought you, you made it this. Why are you that stupid? Yes?
Precipitation and haste is the devil's wild. Patience and calculation is God's grace.
Ah. This is the formula. This is the trick. Rumi puts it in the speeches of the fox, which will say what? Well, say, ha ha ha. Who is in rush? Who is in rush? The fellow who thinks that he will die. Fear of death in animal. The animal is always fearing and running away from death. A human being, there are times that he will embrace the death. This is the difference. Why? Because there are two kinds of death. First kind of death is the animal death. This is something that you could check with that doctor or whatever. She will explain to you what it means somebody dies. But here we are talking about something else. We are talking about dying from something and becoming something else. This death is not the death. Is changes. What is the change? Something you put aside, you take something else. This is that one we die. Why we say it like this? Because we know that your brain doesn't work very good. And maybe you have Alzheimer's. And maybe intentionally you want to forget. We want you to remember always this, that a part of me is working with my brain. That one is in rush, because this is the animal one and thinks about the death and sooner the better and blah blah, all of that, right? The other one is the heart. The heart is what? The heart is attracted first to what? Do you remember? The first thing that we are attracted to is that attraction towards how he's pulling us. Somehow we think is the best. That's the best of the best of the best, right? There is that attraction. You say that attraction and patient counts. Because yes, you are in rush because you think about you. When you think about we, how could you be in rush? This is it. You know that you are playing a role and you have to be careful because you are doing something not for yourself, for the other people. You're action is good or bad. It depends what will happen to we with that action. That's how we judge it. We told you several times, we don't care what you think. What do you do? What do you do for others? This is what it is. Yes.
He was far off and saw the attack and fled. Your weakness is made manifest and your prestige is destroyed.
Okay, your prestige is destroyed. It's not very poetic, is it? The Persian part is very poetic. It's something that in Persian language, when you're in a bad situation and you lose all the respects and all that stuff, they will say, your aberu went. Went. Ab is water. Ru is the face. But Aberu means you respect in the society because you care about water. That's a knowledge, isn't it? And that knowledge is, if it's visible in your face, then you are a decent fellow. If you don't have that, pity, you don't. So the weakness of you appeared to be visible, and the watcher of you went away. Here, he doesn't have place for that, so he will use only up. Your water is gone, means you are dismissed. Yep. Yep.
He replied, I thought my strength was restored. I did not know my feebleness was so great. Moreover, my hunger and need has passed beyond bounds. Through starvation, my patience and understanding has been lost.
Excuses. Right? Is he right? No. But, yes, everybody has excuses. So this fellow has excuses to repeat the scenario, yes.
If by your wits you can reclaim him and bring him back once more, I shall be much obliged to you. Try hard. Maybe you will fetch him by cunning. Yes, said the fox, if God should help me, and set a seal of blindness on his heart. Then he will forget the terror which he felt on seeing. This will not be alien to his asininity. But when I bring him, do not you rush.
Before I, when I bring him, did you hear the explanation? That he's an ass, so don't worry about it. I will change him. Period. Yes.
But when I bring him, do not you rush. At least you lose them again by overhaste. Yes, replied the lion, I have found by experience that I am very ill and that my body has become shaky. Unless the ass comes quite near to me, I will not move. I will be sound asleep. The fox departed, saying, O king, a prayer that heedlessness may muffle his reason. The ass made vows of repentance to the Creator that he would not be duped by any ne'er-do-well. We, by cunning, will cause his vows to collapse. We are the enemy of reason and of the splendid covenant.
Translation. Yeah, the fox. The fox is the speaker, right? And he doesn't say any nonsense. He's very clever, isn't he? Now, what was he declaring? He went back, means what? He repented, right? It will be changed. Because repentant, why did he repent? He didn't understand what's going on. Just a lion jumping up and running away. He says, this is what the trick is. That you, yes, there are times that you repent, but a clever guy could change your repentance. Because you repented from fear, based on fear. We are talking about the opposite. Feeling safe. That Iman, believe, is to feel safe. Yes.
The ass's head is a ball for our children. His thought is a plaything for our guile. The reason that belongs to the revolution of Saturn has no position in the sight of universal reason.
Universal reason is, I don't know how you translate it, because they did something else. Here we explain there are two kinds of logic. First one is this one, the other one is when you are complete. So the second one, we call it the general knowledge. Aglekul. Here you will say, you are talking about this logic in your brain. Don't you get it that in those special people that logical brain is working and it's not like you? Yes.
It is made knowing by Mercury and Saturn, we by the bounty of the gracious Creator. The twisted script of our sign manual is, He taught man, our aims are, the knowledge is with God. We are the nature of that resplendent sun. On that account we are crying, Glory to my Lord the Supreme.
You see that here? Forget about the fox and blah, 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 blah. Who's talking to you? And he's saying what? Now listen, when we say the logic, what do you understand from logic when I said logic? You understand your logic. And are you a 100% logical fellow? Of course not. So this is how we explain it. A little bit of knowledge you have over there, so you think that, okay, I understand, I'm thinking. No. That's the little one. That's the one in you. But there are these fellows who are really knowledgeable. And that knowledge doesn't belong to them. Knowledge of Shams belongs to whom? To Shia. Belongs to Rumi. And that's how it works. Shams doesn't talk for himself. He's teaching Rumi. Rumi doesn't talk about himself. He's teaching us. This is how it works. Step by step to think about we. Yes.
If he possesses experience, nevertheless, 100 experiences will be shattered by my deceitful, idle talk. Maybe that weak-natured one will break his repentance, and the bad luck of his breaking it will overtake him.
This is the fox. The fox came to close the paragraph. Yes. Now, you need some explanation. Should we follow the story? No, you didn't get it. Did you get it? I was talking about something. I was talking about how you repent. How repentance works, really. Yes, really.
Explaining that the violation of a covenant and repentance is the cause of affliction. No, it is the cause of metamorphosis, as in the case of the fellows of the Sabbath, and in the case of fellows who disbelieved in the miracle of the table of Jesus. For, and he turned them into apes and swine, and in this community there is a metamorphosis of the spirit, but at the resurrection the form of the spirit will be given to the body.
Metamorphosis, not metamorphosis. Yeah.
To violate a pact and break vows of repentance becomes the cause of accursedness in the end. The violation of vows of repentance by the fellows of the Sabbath became the cause of their metamorphosis and destruction and abomination.
Means what? Next.
Thereupon God turned those people into apes, since they rebelliously broke their covenant with God.
Okay, now you know the story. There are certain people who will trick and try to cheat to God, and God will turn them to monkey. Means what? Means if you don't understand this repentance and changing, you are the monkey. That's why they are turned to monkey, the animal base of the human being. Right? Yes?
In this community, there has never been metamorphosis of the body, but there is metamorphosis of the spirit.
When I'm talking about metamorphosis, I'm not talking about the physical one. I'm talking about the mental one. Yes?
When his spirit becomes the ape spirit, his clay is debased by the ape spirit. How should the ass be debased by his form, if his spirit has possessed the virtue from